Carla, could you please call item 731?
714?
731, please, oh, seven. First.
Sorry. 731, authorized contracts with for information technology on-call services not to exceed $5,500,000.
Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you an ordinance recommending the authorization of on-call services contracts for the Bureau of Technology Services in the categories of project management, quality assurance, and information technologies planning, business analysis, professional development, and process facilitation. On January 10th, 2017, a request for proposals was issued, and on February 7th, a total of 48 proposals were received. There were 19 firms submitting proposals, of which 9 were certified disadvantaged minority, women, or emerging small businesses. Each proposal was reviewed, evaluated, and scored by an evaluation committee. Each committee included 1 minority evaluator. 8 contracts are being awarded to certified DMWESB firms for a total contract value of $3.2 million, which is 58.2% of the total apportioned as follows: minority businesses, $2,650,000; women-owned businesses, $550,000. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
So you have these broken down by different service categories and not to exceed values. Is there anything you can tell us with regard to the MWESB participation in those categories? Are there some categories where it is harder for us to find qualified MWESB contractors or subcontractors?
So in the three, Mayor, in the three categories for project management, three of the 5 contracts are being awarded to certified firms. In quality assurance, 3 out of the 5 contracts are being awarded to certified firms. And in information technologies, 2 out of the 4 contracts are being awarded to certified firms.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Colleagues, any further questions?
Ms. Moody, is this your last appearance before us as Chief Procurement Officer?
Yes, it is. Hopefully my last appearance in front of you.
I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job for the Port of Portland, and just wanted to thank you for your service to the city.
Thank you, Commissioner.
We will miss you.
Thank you.
Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Let me add my voice to my colleagues, what they've said previously. Christine, thank you for your service. We had a chance to visit yesterday and went over some work that's still in progress. And it's been an absolute pleasure to work with you over these many years. And I don't think people fully appreciate what a challenging job you have. And it, in some ways, I think the way you present reminds me a little bit of Andrew Abbey, which is you do your job so well that the public often doesn't understand how much time and work and other things go on behind the scenes. And we're very grateful for your service. We will never forgive the port for this action. But thank you very much, and I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
You Daly.
Thank you, and good luck on your new adventure. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, you're always clear, concise, and have answers to my questions, whether I've asked them ahead of time or not. So I really appreciate all your work, and you have moved the ball on engagements of women and minorities in getting the money that the city gives out or puts out in contracts like this one. And I'm always confident that when you bring that something to us, that it has been scoped out and done properly. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I certainly want to thank you, Christine, for your very dedicated service to the city. And I did not get to work with you for long, but in the short time period that we've had together, I feel that you've always been extremely detailed in your answers, well-prepared for the council sessions, forthright, and effective. And so the port's gain is most certainly our loss, and we wish you the very best of luck. And I'm with Commissioner Fish. We'll find all means of revenge.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners.
To repay this travesty.
Pleasure for me. It has been a real pleasure working here. I have learned a lot, and this is just a good opportunity for me. So I thank you very much.
It is a great opportunity. We all wish you the very best of luck. Thank you. Aye, the ordinance is adopted.